This past July, we had a chance to hear some remarkable performances of music from Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova. The music was originally released on their album The Swell Season, but was also at the center of the film Once, the story of a Dublin street singer, much like Hansard, and a girl, much like Marketa. The film has taken off, particularly here in America, and I asked Glenn Hansard about the reaction.
What seems to have happened is that it just seems to have taken legs of its own, and people are going to see it, and people are getting really behind it. And the response over here has been incredibly sort of emotive, if that's the right word, I'm not sure, and quite emphatic. I mean, we've been in Ireland, so we've kind of missed out on. We've kind of heard the film's doing well. We've heard that it's doing good in cinemas, and people keep on giving us kind of small reports on different celebrities who might have seen it or whatever. And that's been kind of good fun. But it was only when we actually landed in New York a couple of days ago that we actually felt the impact of what had happened. It was really strange. Within 5 blocks, we got stopped like 15 times, and it was very, very strange.
Marketa, how did you and Glenn first meet, and did you meet musically? How did it happen?
Yeah, musically, because Glenn was over in Czech Republic in a small town where I live with his band, The Frames. They were playing a music festival that's in our town. It's a small town, but it runs a small music festival every summer, and they were playing it. And my dad, he's a kind of our organizer in our time and in our town, and he was helping with the organization of the concert. And we threw some kind of garden party to welcome, you know, because my parents are such great hosts. So we did throw a party, and they came along, and we ended up sitting around a fire playing songs, and I was singing along. And then the next day, Glenn got me on stage for a song to sing Star Star with him, and that's kind of how it started. He would keep coming back, because my parents basically said, look, if you ever need some space, you can come here, because we have quite a big house that they bought years ago. So Glenn just kept coming back, and he'd write songs in our house, and he'd get me to play piano with him. So it was very kind of natural process of us getting together and playing songs, and then eventually writing songs.
If you'd seen Mara's home, it's just the most beautiful place and the most beautiful town. So when Marek said to me, come over and write, you know, if you ever need somewhere to go write some songs, come here. And, it's one of the few times when you really want to take someone up on their offer. And so I ended up spending months there. And I guess Mara kind of bullied her way into my creative career or a creative life, in that I'd be playing something in the room, and she'd come in and she'd say, you know, do you mean that? And I'd be like, what do you mean? Well, that lyric, did that really happen to you? Is that your real life? Or are you just rhyming? And I was like, well, I'm just rhyming. and she'd be like, well, don't put it in. So she was really, it was one of those friendships that kind of was struck up on kind of bullying, you know, and her piano playing was just amazing. And how it started was, we'd go out and we'd play like small, you know, like in a tea house or at a small festival. I'd get Mara to play like 2 songs with me, because we had worked out a couple of songs together. And then that kind of developed into like 3 or 4 songs, until eventually we were doing full sets together. And then it was, you know, it was kind of about time to start thinking about what we would do in terms of making a record. And it was right around then that John asked us to be involved in the film. So the whole thing had a very very synchronized sort of feel.
Now, The Swell Season is the music from Once, and Once vice versa. But when you were making the record, were you thinking of how it worked with the film, or how did that?
No, we wrote the song. John came to me quite a long time ago with this script idea and asked me to write songs. And I did start writing songs. But then when we recorded them, I kind of felt that it was important to release it as soon as possible, because what happens to me certainly is that I write a song, I record it, and then if I don't release it, I want to change it within a month, you know. So for me, it was really important. John kept on saying, hold off, don't release it, wait until the film comes out, yeah, and we'll make it the one soundtrack. And I just didn't really like that idea. I kind of thought, this is a different body of songs, you know, some of them obviously overlapped, but I want to put this out as a different thing, so we did.
One of the things that... we talk about Once being kind of an understated film, and I think that's really the beauty of it is that I don't know if people know the story, but Glenn nor Marketa necessarily were, you may have been actually more of the first choice in the film than Glenn was, even though they're Glenn's songs. But there's something about having the musician sing his own songs that I think people can see that on the screen. And How different is, I know you busked, how different is the stylized, the movie busk experience from what you went through?
It's exactly the same.
Is it? Oh, that's great.
Precisely the same. I mean, we shot the film on basically handy cams, and we had them on long lenses and across the street. So there was no sense when you were passing by and I was busking on the street, there was no sense that we were making a movie. There was no clapperboards, there was no sound guy, there was no lights. And the cameras were across the street in doorways. So pretty much all the, you know, I just had to go out and do what I used to do, which for me was easy. I mean, the moment I took out my guitar, I was back. It's a bit like getting back on a bike, you know, you understand what to do. And, you know, stuff like the story with the junkie character at the beginning who steals my money and runs away. I mean, all this stuff has happened to me in real life, and this was all anecdotal stuff that I gave John that we might sort of use. So in a way, the film has a lot of parallels. I mean, you know, the studio we recorded in, that's where myself and John went and recorded our first demo. The bank manager scene, my mother went and borrowed money for me to make my first demo years ago. She borrowed money. She was lying and saying that she was getting her house done up, and the bank manager sang to her, you know, stuff like this. That was all, there was a load of parallels in the movie that are, you know, to real life. Also, the fact that the way I met Mar was quite similar. I mean, Mar kind of came into my life in a very forthright kind of bullying, you know, I'm going to come into your life kind of way. So it's quite similar.
You don't talk a lot about it, but there's another film in your past, which is mm-hmm. you had a role in the Commitments. Mm-hmm. But that feels kind of disconnected more so to you than this is. This seems...
Well, this obviously is my songs. And so in a lot of ways, I was quite nervous about doing this film, and I didn't want to. When John asked me to play the main character, I was quite against it. I mean, Mar will tell you, it took a lot of convincing to get me into it, only because I didn't want it to seem like a vanity project, because I'd written these songs. The character was very, very kind of heavily based on my own life. And then I was going to play it, which I thought was just a little bit too much, you know. And when Cillian Murphy was originally playing the busker character, it felt really good to me. I thought it was a really good... Not that he was playing me, he wasn't. He was going to be playing this guy. But, and I think in a way that's why John called the characters Guy and Girl, because he couldn't really call me anything except apart from who I am. And so he decided Guy was probably a safe bet, because it meant that no one would mistake me for, you know, if his name was Derek or John.
Well, we're going to go to stage of World Cafe Live to hear some beautiful songs from the movie and from the Swell Season, from Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova, onto the stage of World Cafe Live.
Will you have suffered enough? with yourself. It's time that you won.
Thank you very, very much. So this is a song called Once, and this is a simple little tune. This is for all the sirens in the audience. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Part of me has died and won't return. Part of me wants to hide the part that's burned. Once I knew how to talk to you. Not anymore. Hear the silence call me home. Hear the silence call me home. Hear the silence call me home. Hear the sirens call me. Part of me is right to watch it burn, and the heart of me has tried. But look what it's become. Once I knew where to look for you. Once but that was before. I would have laid down and died for you. Once but not anymore.
hear the sirens call me home. Oh, hear the sirens call me home. Hear the sirens call me.
Thank you very much.
Sadness.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Enjoy the evening, or enjoy the afternoon.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying the hill's too steep. Well, they'll talk and talk forever, yet never climb. Yeah. Oh. Falling down into these situations, bringing out the best in you. You're flat on your back. Star, your every word I'm heeding. Can you help me to see? 'Cause I'm lost in the dark. Yeah. And star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying we're all asleep. Well, they'll toss and turn forever, but no rest will they find. And star, star, teach me how to shine.
Chocolate Factory, I'm giving it to you. You've won.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Yeah. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Oh, star, star, teach me how to shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. There is no life I know so compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free in a world of your imagination.
Not quite sure how to end this song, but I feel like it's, I feel like we're there. Would you all just whistle a tune? It would really help us to just whistle a tune in this key. Beautiful. One more time. Thanks very much. Thanks a lot for coming. Thank you.
Star, star, Glenn Hansard and Markéta Erglova live on stage at World Cafe Live. One of the first songs that they did together was part of the film Once. And our thanks again to Glenn Hansard and Markéta Erglova, our guests today, with some wonderful renditions of music from the film Once.